And of course, speaking of things television, Elvis, video, yeah. DVD rentals, did you read this week, have apparently made watching movies at home America's number one pastime. All right, now this comes from USA Today, all right? And they say that they do love to tell us what we are and who we are. We spent more than $20 billion on video and DVD sales and rentals in 2002, and that's more than twice as much as we actually spent going to movie theaters. You worry about that? Is this cutting into the movie business?
No, because what the movies end up being are commercials now for the video release. The trailers we see for movies, the actual scene of the movies themselves, the kind of buzz they generate, mm-hmm. becomes essentially a setup for the afterlife, the eventual afterlife these movies will all have on DVD. Because, you know, at some point, you got to make money from these things. So you'll hear a movie being touted in the end of the year for an Oscar run that's already on DVD.
We got Unfaithful the other night, and Diane Lane is a very strong candidate for Best Actress, and should be, as far as I'm concerned, but the movie's already available on DVD.
You know, we could end this now and no one would get hurt.
I think if we ended this now, I get hurt.
So no matter what, someone gets hurt?
Maybe not. Maybe we'll get tired of each other.
God, I hope I get tired of you.
Diane Lane, some French guy. Another film you wanted to recommend to us?
Yes, an incredibly serious series of British films called Rex the Runt. No, I'm kidding. These pieces are so wonderful. They're basically these 5 or 6 minute vignettes about a bunch of squat claymation dogs who all live in the same house who want to have adventures but really don't get around to it because they're basically more interested in going to try to make a 10 quid to pay the rent and go out and buy food. And one of the clips, I guess we have, they actually, because the whole world is circular, they audition for a reality show, basically a British version of American Idol, in a clip, a little vignette called Stinky's Search for a Star.
Only me. Home is the hunter. Oh, the queue's down at World of Food. You won't believe
the
queue.
Oh, Rex, what is all this stuff?
Oh, all organic, of course.
Where's the sausages? Where's the cake? You haven't even got any loo roll.
You're crap, you.
Hello, I'm Crap Rex, and welcome to my crap world.
All right, you told me.
You know, every once in a while, there's something you love so much you can barely tell somebody about while starting to crack up. Yeah. And that's the way I feel about Rex the Runt. That's how great these things are.
Under that name in the video store, huh? Rex the Runt?
Yes, Rex the Runt Volumes 1 and 2.
Elvis, nice talking to you.
Thank you, Scott.
Our entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell, once again, is also movie critic for the New York Times, speaking from the studios of KCRW in Santa Monica.